The Kev Chat Show. Oh, I fucking love these geezers.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening, and welcome to the greatest show, the Kev Chat Show. In the studio with me today, I'm Super Cabby, and I've got Mac the Cab, as always.
Yeah, still here, got the school register out.
You got the school register out, who's here? I'm here.
You're here, I'm here.
That's yeah, it. So that's it, we're here.
Job done.
Yeah, we're here. So this is the Cab Chat Show, the taxi trade's premier and favourite taxi podcast.
Oh, just a couple of useless fat cabbies.
Fat cabbies sitting around talking rubbish.
Yeah, absolutely. We can aerate it a bit and, say what it is. But we know what we are.
Yeah.
We know how we got here.
And I've made a decision.
Have you? Another one?
Yeah, I made another decision. It hurt. Thinking about this, it really did hurt. It really did hurt.
A bit like me going to get my hair cut. I made a decision. I said I'm going to do it, and I've done it.
I said you had your hair cut, and you said, you had lots of them done.
I had loads of them done. Didn't have one done. It'd be a waste of time. Yeah, he said, how do you want it? I said, well, mainly on my shoulders, on my lap, and some on the floor.
Yeah, that's good,
But Monday, obviously, got it done.
Yeah.
It was madness.
Is it?
It was absolutely...
Was there queues there?
Queues, there's in my high street. I think there's probably about five. If I say five, there's seven blokes hairdressers.
So coming up in this week's show, we've got a taxi rank Twitter from taxi rank titter rather from Dropkick Rick that we actually forgot to put in the show last week. We forgot to put it in.
What a lot going on.
Yeah, we got the always present drum slayer.
What would it be without him?
And hopefully something from Dan from Plan as well, because he did promise. I'm going to message him later to say, where's your contribution this week?
He did too. And obviously, you want to explain for why you delayed Monday's show?
Yeah, obviously because of the sad passing of HRH, Prince of Edinburgh, Prince Philip.
Yes, because we recorded the show on Thursday.
And
it was announced on Friday
at
12. And then, obviously, the cabs. And
of course, we haven't got our crystal ball, so we couldn't foresee that actually happening, could we?
No, no, and it would be very strange if I had said that the day before.
Yeah, it would have been.
I would have proved him in the tower by now.
Yeah, you would have been.
But, yeah, obviously, commiserations to the family.
Yeah, and we'll talk about what you were going to say in a little while.
I don't know what I was going to say.
But, yeah, we've got all that coming up in the show this week, and a lot more. We've got a little bit of a couple of bits we found on YouTube.
Yeah, we do love a bit of YouTube.
And a few other mentions as well and shout outs that we're going to do.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing you all that and a lot more after this.
You listen in because the show is fine. Our team are all assembled and sitting in their places. You recognize their voices, which are better than their faces.
On your phone, iPad, tablet, and the internet. Cab Chat Radio Show.
Right, so there you go. That was a little bit of Tom Jones, and that's what I was saying. I made a decision, and I was thinking, that because we're putting the show out on Mixcloud,
all right,
and also as a podcast,
yeah,
and also on YouTube, and I'm having to edit it three times, to get it out on three different platforms because of all the differences and things like that, So. Right, so what I decided was, this is the decision that I made.
Well,
this is an executive decision.
Well, you are the executive.
Okay, I'm the executive, and so I'm making an executive decision.
Okay,
right?
I'll go with it, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is, right, okay.
I've got no say in it.
So I made this executive decision that the one that goes out on Mixcloud is going to be called the Cab Chat Radio Show.
Okay.
And we're going to play music in it as well.
I think that would be nice.
Yeah,
because
and the one
we
that goes
can dedicate songs to people, or they could dedicate to us.
Yeah, well, what we can do is we can ask people if they want to select five songs.
Yeah, we'll have their selection.
We'll put their selection into the Cab Chat radio show.
Please have our theme song. You know, like where they phone in.
We want our sad story.
Yes, give us your sad stories,
because we want to make our tunes out of it.
Whether true or not.
Yeah.
About
Even if they're made up, we want them whether they're made up or not.
Yeah, and we will put them to an our tune one.
Yeah.
I bought a cab from KPM. And give us a story.
Yep.
If you're bored. We'll accredit it to you so you can get sued. And we'll try and make...
Obviously, that won't go into the YouTube.
No,
or into the podcast. It'll only go in on the radio show.
On the radio show.
Which will be on Mixcloud.
Which will be our secret. So if you want to hear the true show.
The full show, which are probably going to be 2 hours long.
Which we don't mind doing.
Which we don't mind. Will be on Mixcloud only. And if you only want the chat, it'll be in your podcast app.
Yeah.
Because that's all you're going to get in the podcast app. The chat with a couple of our jingles thrown in.
Yep.
Yeah. The Mixcloud version is going to be the full Monty.
That's everything.
That's the whole lot.
That's me exposing myself and everything.
Yeah. We've got a jingle for that as well. And we're going to get some more jingles made by our voiceover man, Mr. Mark Collins, who we're eternally grateful to for making all our voiceovers.
Makes us sound
really good, he does.
Well, the radio does as well, because that's why I don't like the YouTube bit so much.
You ain't been on it yet, so...
Mind you, I look a lot more presentable this week.
Yeah, you do, definitely. So, and the YouTube one will just be very similar to the podcast, which is just the chat, because you can't put any copyrighted music on YouTube. And also, you know, these record companies are coming down hard on podcasters now. So you can't put any copyrighted music in podcasts anymore either. You never could, really. So we've really got to sort of start abiding by the rules as such.
Yeah, but it used to be such a... Remember when we first started, we were just a couple of fatties, weren't we? Still are.
Yeah.
Getting on the show, saying what we did say the only rules we got on this show is there isn't any rules.
Yeah, and but slowly, there's rules that
when they fine you.
Yeah, and we don't want to fine.
No, that's why I say no. So, if there's litigation.
So we're going to put the full show, the full Monty on Mixcloud,
which is the better one. Right?
And the chat will be on the podcast and on YouTube. So that's the way we're going to do it. That's the executive decision that I made.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
So if we mention that, you know, we've just been playing a song in the podcast, you think, well, they didn't play a song, that's because you're listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube, and it's in the full Monty show on Mixcloud.
Get into the Mixcloud.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do from now on. As I've got to edit it 3 times to get it out now.
Try and make your work easier.
And also, I submitted the podcast to a lot of other platforms the other day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're already on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Yeah.
Right.
So I submitted it to Google Podcasts, Deezer, Amazon Music. I've submitted it everywhere. So we're going to be available.
Popping up.
Everywhere.
Where you least expect us.
Yep. So we haven't got a clue anymore of how many downloads we get, because people are listening on so many different platforms.
Absolutely.
That, you know, we know that the figures we can count are around about, you know, over 1,000 per week.
Yeah.
But the figures we can't count Spotify. We can't count how many downloads or listens we get on Spotify.
We do know, because we get...
Or iHeartRadio.
We get spurious emails from people.
And we think, where have they listened from?
And they say, is that you? And is this... You know, and it gets complicated for me, because I struggle with...
Which is one thing.
Just one thing at a time.
That's one thing at a time.
But, so anyway, how was your week, Jay?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah.
Well, obviously it was eventful. Obviously, we done our show.
We did our show, and we didn't know that Prince Philip was going to pop his clogs.
Yeah,
God rest his soul.
I mean, listen, all said and done, he's someone's granddad.
That's right.
I mean, I remember talking to my granddad. Never forget the last words he said to me. He says, "Mark, can you steady that ladder?" That one is lost. No, but I used to talk to my granddad, and he used to tell me about his granddad.
Yeah.
I mean, that, if you just think on that, I mean, and you tell me about it, like, his granddad and all,
yeah.
I mean, it's generations ago.
Yeah.
When the fastest thing alive was a horse.
Yeah.
And right up to my granddad's time.
Yeah.
You know, in his lifetime, obviously, wars and cars. And, he'd never been on a plane. I put him on his first plane.
Yeah
everything. So technology made leaps and bounds.
Me and my brother used to sit there with my granddad and say, tell us stories about the war, and he never would.
No, well, you can understand.
He used to tell us stories about when he was a cowboy, and we believed him that he was a cowboy.
Yeah, see, but that's the way of protecting. I mean, when I was born, the war had only been over 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, still in living memories amongst some, and even growing.
22 years when I was born.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So then when you think about it, I mean, we had Margaret Thatcher for 20 years.
Yeah.
So you think of, it's not a long time, and in living memory, I remember seeing, you know, ex-veterans and stuff like that.
Well, you see all the bomb sites still around.
Absolutely.
London, like
Rambo,
Alden Road and around there,
it was all
bombed.
Listen, there's people living in them.
Yeah.
Because we had, you know, obviously...
Funny story that I read somewhere. You know, you used to see, you know... People's not they had front gardens, because most people's front doors were on the street.
Yeah,
then,
yeah,
but you used to have railings, didn't you, along the front?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Apparently they cut all the railings down, didn't
during
they?
During the war, yeah.
They cut them all down, and they said it was to help with the war effort.
But that was nice.
And apparently they
nice.
Didn't use the iron for
no,
war.
It was like
they,
all the pots it was, and pans and all
it
that.
Was basically to give people confidence. It
yeah.
was nothing to
well,
do with they was going to use the metal.
Governments lie, guess
yeah.
what? You know, and we've had the same, obviously, like
oh,
where
yeah.
the figures in our recent, I mean, moving into modern day stuff,
yeah.
where they're saying, oh, the figures might be wrong.
Might be wrong? People
be
that
wrong,
died with COVID?
Yeah. as a result of COVID. It's, you know.
Well, they don't say as a result, they say died with COVID, or
yeah.
they had.
Well.
They had a. People that had a positive COVID test, because they keep changing it.
Yeah.
It was originally, they said, people that died with COVID.
Yeah.
Then it was people that died within 28 days of having...
Yeah.
People that had COVID mentioned on their death certificate, and now it's people that died within 28 days of having a positive COVID test.
If the government says, oh, look, you know, 25% wrong... You can guarantee,
I guarantee it was only 25% were right.
Exactly. So I'm only three quarters of a moron
yeah.
when raising the issue. Not that, look, I'm not an avoidist or a conspiracist or nothing. But look, if there was these epidemics happening on such a massive scale of people, they would be... look, they built a hospital and never put no one in it and pulled
yeah.
it down.
Yeah.
On the Isle of Dogs, so
yeah.
a nightingale. So,
well, they did. They put 40 people in there, apparently.
Okay, 40. Well, that's good enough, isn't it?
It was like, built for 4,000.
Yeah. All I'm saying is we'd have inundated with private ambulances. And
yeah.
I'm not saying people didn't die, but people did die.
They would have seconded the London taxi trade to...
Listen, they'd be having people... Look, in the tragic case of the Marchioness, which
yeah.
is obviously... The amount of bodies that they had to... It swamped the coroners.
Yeah.
So they were using other places for storage.
Yeah.
This is what happens in large scale. And
yeah.
if you had that many, they'd be taking over... making makeshift abattoir, not abattoirs,
yep.
choice of words, mortuaries everywhere and
yeah.
stuff like that. But listen, governments, they do tell fibs now.
Yeah, just a few. Yeah,
they,
and I bumped into a friend of ours yesterday. We had a salt beef bagel together.
You lucky son.
Yeah, salt beef bagel. I've never had a salt beef bagel.
Never had
a salt beef bagel.
Salt beef bagel or salmon and cream cheese.
Yeah, no, the salt beef bagel with pig, you know, gherkin
yeah,
and a
nice.
Bit of cheese and
which one
mustard.
Which one did you go to, Brick Lane?
No. It was a little stall.
Oh,
actually,
right.
A little stall. And the first person I bumped into was our mate Courtney Connell. And he's got an exemption from wearing a mask.
Right, some people can have, yeah.
And he said, the thing that he don't get, he said, is if social distancing works, why do you need a mask?
Masks.
And if the mask works, why do you need social distancing?
Yeah, well, I always get, this is what troubles me, is the inoculation, you know, like they're giving all the jabs out to people.
Yeah, I've had one.
You went there and there was masks and all that, they all
yeah.
had masks on, and there's all people there queuing up, getting
yeah.
masks and all that. Surely once you've inoculated people, you... as the person who's given that inoculation, because don't forget that generation of people haven't had
yeah.
the vaccine yet, Surely they, because they've come in contact with possible people who are contaminated, why don't they go into quarantine?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Well, it's just no, like, how long you've been, because I mean, but listen, everyone up to their own. Different people were. COVID is what it is. It's a very strain, very strong strain of the virus, which has already been existing for years.
The coronavirus.
Coronavirus. And it has peaks and troughs. I mean, obviously, it does get really strong sometimes. Yeah. And
the strange thing is, when the second wave of coronavirus came last year, and people were saying, why don't they use the Nightingale Hospital at the Excel Centre?
Yeah.
And that was because a journalist did some investigative work as to what was going on with the Nightingale Hospital. And he emailed the Department of Health, and they said, we don't know. Ask Transport for London. They emailed Transport for London. They didn't reply. So he emailed the Department of Environment. They said, well, we don't know either. So in the end, he went over there. And then he spoke to a security guard who said it isn't here anymore. They'd already dismantled it.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet they didn't admit that they had, but it's never ever been used since he's found out that it had been dismantled.
Wow.
So to be honest with you, it seemed as though, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, seemed as though it was more of a publicity stunt than anything else.
Yeah, well, it's just, they can't even build bridges in time.
Bridges, well, they can build a plan for a bridge and spend hundreds of millions of pounds on it, but they can't spend that money on repairing the bridges we've already got.
No, and that's just the state of that one.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Courtney. Nice guy. I would get on well with him.
Yeah.
And funny enough, I bumped into another friend of ours.
Oh, what?
Ray.
Non-Fairway Ray.
And he's not just non-Fairway now.
He's non-TX1 now.
TX2, yeah.
TX2 Ray.
Yeah,
that's died as well, is it?
No, it ain't died. It was parked up, obviously, because of lockdown and stuff like that.
Oh, it's been
and it's the one that was refurbished. Into.
And converted
into
Ronnie's cab.
Absolutely right, which is currently doing the rounds with
Jamie Mitchell's Pie and Mash. Purveyor of fine food.
Yeah, so Ray sends his regards.
Food of the gods, as we say. And those that don't like it, heathens need not take any notice or comment on this.
Yeah.
Because, as you well know, us at Cab Chat do love our pie and mash.
I'm a two mash one pie.
Mind you, you've never really been to the pie and mash club, have you?
No, because I'm not really a pie and mash person.
No. You wouldn't be being a paddy, would you?
Well,
a plastic paddy.
Well, some plastics are tougher than some metals.
No, well, I quite agree there. I was talking to Parker Cabby the other day, and you know, we were talking about the early days of Cab Chat. Remember when me and you pulled up on a Russell Square rank?
Just pulled up there
after doing it. You mentioned treasure hunts last week. What brought it all back. That's after doing a treasure hunt, and we could smell this smell, and it was like curry, and I was like, oh god, that smells gorgeous. That does, don't it? And we walked over and said, oh, that smells lovely, mate. And he went, yeah, do you want some? And we said, you're not open yet. Oh, you don't open until
that.
And that was Danny.
Danny. Whose sister runs it now.
Yeah, well, his sister always runs it.
Yeah. He was doing the nights.
He was doing the nights, yeah. So, and that's when we started the Cab Chat Curry Club.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously John, Joe.
And Nick the Brit used to come along. And quite a few others as well.
Which was quite nice. And that started the... bringing up, because it was just being you, Chad.
Well, he's again, isn't it? It's gone full circle, isn't it?
You do cab chat twice in your career.
Once on the way up, once on the way down, and we're both definitely on the way down.
And I'm glad to be back. It was the cab chat.
What about meeting? I never went.
What to?
Well, you said you're glad to be back. I never went.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Me, it's good to be back.
Yeah, but I've never been anywhere.
I know. You've been the backbone to this.
Yeah.
Because without you, it don't go anywhere.
Oh, right.
You've been the mouthpiece. You've been enabled us to have the mouthpiece for Sean Paul Day, for Parker, for Joe, for me as well. So if anyone's got any complaints, please, answers on a postcard to... Super Cabby, it's his fault, right? So if TFL or anyone else is complaining, easy instigator. Yeah. And that ain't doing me. I'm just the mouthpiece. He puts.
Yeah. If you have got a complaint, just address them to our customer service department. His name's Tyson.
Yeah.
And he's a big Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Yeah. And he'll make mincemeat of that. Yeah, don't worry about that.
He does love a letter as it comes through the door, and he just chews it up and spits it out.
Don't worry. Listen, there's haters in this world. And there's lovers as well, and I try to steer clear of them.
Yeah. Another thing is our dropkick Rick has gone back to work in the taxi.
Yes, absolutely.
Yesterday.
As I say, so let's move the show on.
Yeah.
So obviously, since Monday, you delayed putting out the show because obviously people wanted
because Prince Philip.
Yeah, because obviously people wanted to listen to stuff. And I thought
we got a funny little thing from Prince Philip that we could put in the show as well, haven't we?
That was interesting. Yeah. I mean, which is true.
I'll tell you what, we play that now, shall we?
That I was present at the Japanese surrender in Tokyo, that was splendid at the time. But it got a little embarrassing later on because we paid a state visit to Japan several years later, and of course a lot of people there said your first visit to Japan, and I said yes. I'm not always as tactless as people make out.
So there you go, that was HRH, Prince Philip, Prince of Edinburgh.
Yeah, a bit of a card. I mean, obviously, the surrender of Japan during the war. Terrible, terrible thing it was. And obviously, he was on the Shuri. Was it the boat? Because they signed it off out in the sea.
Yeah.
They signed the treaty, Moto or whatever his name was, rather than Yamaha, Harvey Frost, I don't know. Kawasaki or whatever. Yeah, that's
Kawasaki. They're all motorbikes,
aren't they? Yeah, I know that. So that's
Going back to work.
Yeah, just Dropkick's back at work.
Yeah, Dale's back at work. A lot of cab drivers have seem to have gone back to work. And the number of taxis licensed has gone up again for the second week, like I predicted, the second week in a row.
Yeah.
And only 59 cabs and 59 more cabs are on the road this week.
Yeah.
Only 16 of them new, so 43 old cabs have been relicensed again.
Which
brings us up to nearly 100 old cabs have been relicensed in the last 2 weeks. And I think as weeks go on, you'll see more and more of the cabs that are parked up being relicensed and put back to work again.
And
that figure of 13,000 isn't quite true. I think the true figure is going to be considerably higher than that of cabs on the road.
Yeah, I think there will come, because obviously there are some newish cabs parked up all over the place.
Yeah, definitely.
And obviously it wasn't cost effective for the drivers or the companies to have them out on the road, paying tax, insurance and stuff like that. So it was better to just, take them off the road for a bit.
Yeah.
Obviously the work's going to be slow coming back, but obviously now the thing is that brings us on to the thorny issue of apps. Funny enough.
Well, I was going to mention something about traffic as well in London.
Traffic is diabolical because it's got to find its... what did they say? It's going to evaporate.
It's going to evaporate, yeah.
The NTLs and all that. But I must say...
Yeah. I mean, I have been going up to town to meet Parker Cabby because we've been doing a couple of bits and pieces. And the journey that I do, it normally takes me just over an hour from here up to where I meet him.
Mm.
And yesterday it took me 2 hours.
Well,
2 hours.
I can tell you, I've got back into one of my little hobbies, which was obviously radios and stuff like that. And obviously the equipment, has moved on, technology, and the buses obviously can access the data and all that from the audio from the bus communications.
Yeah.
They're absolutely having it tough with all the backing up and all that. They're running late, they're saying look, drop back,
putting
pressure on the drivers. And they're putting them because of incidents.
Yeah,
they have to put them on diversion, which I didn't actually know, but this is actually scandalous. Like when the buses I know we should probably what sympathy should we have for these buses and stuff like that, but it's still the working practice of people and stuff like that, Transport for London sanctioning these bus garage companies to run these drives. When buses are put on diversion and they've got to go around diversions and stuff like that, obviously these buses don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
So they're actually having to be told on an individual basis sometimes, look, go this way, turn right, before they can get the gold badges out there to put the signs out to say bus, go right here and the routes. You see the signs everywhere. Some buses get lost, obviously. Now, until they're back on route, I mean, I've heard this firsthand, the bus drivers are being told you must get back on route ASAP. On diversion, you will be charged for the fuel that bus is using.
They can't do that.
They were shouting that down the radio the other day, saying, they look, Now, but even the putting that out to drivers.
I'm sure the unions would have something to do about it.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, but they're smashed. The unions are smashed. Do you know what I mean? Look at, you know, they're having bus demos and stuff like that. But I mean, people go, yeah, so what? You know, they ain't got the clout no more. And not just that, you know. And this
but
is what I'm saying.
People have.
Yes,
if
I know.
They want to
absolutely.
Have.
And it's funny enough, it links into the fact of that, you know, the Transport for London, you know, are participating in giving contracts to bus companies that are brutalising the workforce.
Yep.
You've got a similar situation with TfL.
Licensing Uber.
Who are, computer says no. And the driver's being struck off. They're sent to the T105 form straight away, or the form, whatever it is, to Transport for London. The driver's being sacked.
Yep.
Obviously, that's went to court. And it's been...
And they've been told they've got to reinstate five drivers
absolutely.
And take them to court.
And, you know, you know, it's bad enough when we go up against TfL on an individual basis. I mean, I had it with my badge, renewing my badge, because they wanted to do all sorts of stuff. Asking me, Mr. Entertainment, right?
Yeah,
me.
Mr. Entertainment.
Right, me, Mr. Celebrity, right? Me. Yeah. Me.
Mr. Celebrity.
Yeah, me.
Celebrity. Is that what you are now, a celebrity?
Yeah. In my own, I'm not even a legend in my own underpants. Yeah. Listen, I goes, and my issue was because, obviously. And they sent me an email, and I showed you it, Jamie, and Sean Paul Gacy as well, asking me what my rights were to live and work in this country.
Yeah.
Which I just thought I couldn't understand. They said, what is my immigration status?
Yeah.
And you've seen the email.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which they sent me. And I thought... This is shocking. Do you know what I mean? It took ages to get that all sorted, which it did, fun enough. But it's bad enough when we have to deal with it on an individual basis.
They also told you to falsify your Irish passport as well.
they did as well. But hey, listen, don't, you know, and change. Oh, don't. You know, they want me to change.
One thing you was going to say about...
this is what can I just get back? Where you know, you're getting companies now with the tacit approval of TfL, route TfL backwards and retro going back, just sacking drivers.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. But one thing you was going to say about the HRH Prince Philip's death last Friday was about how quickly... 300 to 400 taxis were mobilised to go and pay their respects.
Well,
now
the thing was, it was announced at 12 o'clock because it is all right. Well, they do it at a certain set time.
Yeah.
So 12 o'clock on the gate was that it was announced that he was thinking. Within that news getting round the cab trade, first I knew about it was Sean Paul Day on London Taxi Radio had put up a saying to meet up to
pay their respects.
Pay their respects.
Yeah.
So
a taxi convoy to pay their respects. Yeah.
Absolutely right. So that was like, you know, they all had a lap, didn't they? A layup point where they all went first before they all went there for 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we can take that they were dossing around, but like within
3 hours.
Right. So we can say like within an hour because obviously they were laid up for. It was arranged straight away.
Yeah.
In minutes, I see it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then, what, 400 cabs?
Yep.
Now, so 400 divided by 5. Say, we know some are 6 seaters. How many is that?
Yeah,
that's like a couple of 3,000 people.
Yep,
I'll just have to top my head. Instantly, that's our ability as a trade, and as if we choose to use,
demonstrate,
we can use that power.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it'll get all militant and all like going like sending, you know, 500 cabs around to people's houses, but that can cause problems. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We have got our power. We should not, when we go back to norm, whatever norm is. We should not accept the no right turns, the no left turns, where buses go, taxis go.
And on that note, we're going to go over and listen to this week's taxi rank titter from our dropkick Rick. And we'll be back after this.
Hey everyone, thanks for that, Jay. Yeah, I'm getting myself like a little fan club. I'm going to call them the Titterati, because all my Titter fans, but I've only got one at the moment, so I'm just calling him a Tit. But so this guy goes to the doctors complaining of a problem with his leg. So the doc says, well, what seems to be the problem? He said, I really don't know, doc. That's why I've come to you. He said, but everyone I've spoken to, no one's heard of anything like this before. So I said, well, what do you mean? He went, doc, he said, I know it sounds really strange. He said, but put your head up on my thigh and have a listen. So the doctor gets his stethoscope out and he puts it up on his thigh. And he can hear this little this little rumbling. And as he's listening closer, the rumbling's saying, lend me £20. Lend me £20. Lend me £20. And the doc went, I've never heard anything like that. That's crazy. And the bloke went, well, that's nothing, doc. He said, move it down to my knee. So he moves the stethoscope down to his knee. And he hears a little rumbling. And the little rumbling says, lend me a tenner. Lend me a tenner. Lend me a tenner. And the doctor went, I've been doing this job for 30 years. He said, I've never heard anything like it. And the bloke went, don't stop there, doc. Okay. He went, move it down to my ankle. So the doctor moved it down to the ankle. And he's listening and he can hear this little rumbling. And this little rumbling is going, lend me a fiver. Lend me a fiver. Lend me a fiver. And the doctor said, he went, I have absolutely no idea. He's going through all his reference books. He said, there's nothing in here at all that would suggest what that is. He went, however, he said, I have been a doctor for over 30 years. He said, and I can take a guess, judging by the medical that I've just given you today. He went, I think your leg's broke in three places. Oh, give me a chance. Come on, I did make a New Year's resolution. I told you they weren't going to get any better, and I'm sticking to it.
Extra listeners, cause we think we are great. So if you like our station, then please go tell a mate. If you can get some other pal to tune into our show, we promise we will have a day with ginger nuts and cocoa.
Oh, I do love ginger nuts.
0208 144 8294. That's 0208 144 8294. Get involved.
So there you go, that was Steeler's Will and Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yep, that's it. Yep, that was.
And before that, our Dropkick Rick with his taxi rank titter.
Yes, well, Stuck in the Middle of His Joke is delivered to me.
Stuck in the Middle with His Joke. Yeah. He's stuck in the middle of the show as well.
Absolutely right.
Stuck right in the middle of the show. So a Rosh update?
Yes, Rosh update. As you know, he was a taxi driver.
Yeah, Rosh was a taxi driver. Well, he still is a taxi driver.
He
you know,
still
it's
is
like,
a taxi
I'm a taxi driver. You're a
I
taxi
know,
driver.
But he's better well known as a lorry driver.
As a lorry driver, yeah. His Twitter followers seems to have increased. And I'm missing the YouTube videos myself. I wish he'd put more YouTube videos up
right.
And drone footage.
Yeah,
and stuff
drone
footage.
Like drones. I love the drone.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the drone.
Yeah, you're going to have to go and buy yourself another one, aren't you?
I'll drone on. Yeah, go and get a little legal one.
Yeah. You're going to get a little one, aren't you?
Similar to your one.
Yeah.
You got the Air 2?
No, I got the Mavic Mini.
Mini, yeah.
So are you going to get the Air 2? That works from your phone.
The one you've got.
You're going to get the Mavic Mini, or are you going to get the new Mini 2?
Mini 2, yeah.
Are you going to get the Mini 2?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But yeah, we'll see, we'll see.
They're not dear now, are they?
I know, no, they're
you
not.
You can pick the Mini 2 up with a Fly More combo for about 500 and
yeah,
quid.
Yeah, absolutely. Pay for it on a card, because I'm one of the lucky ones who got the card.
Yeah.
Well, I am. It's just
order it from Amazon and pay for it monthly.
That's what I'm saying. It's just in, but it's currently that and radios at the minute. So yeah, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, so Rosh update. He was obviously.
Yep.
He was in New Haven since our show. So was in New Haven, went across to Dieppe, which I know very well.
Yep.
And he
had to go down
to Gibraltar. I know the exact roads he's going down. Obviously, but plans have changed. But watch the show. Watch his Twitter.
His Twitter feed. If you want to follow him on Twitter, his Twitter handle is at where2mate, and that's where and the number 2 and then mate. And
or you can look him up. It's a fat trucking cabbie.
A fat trucking cabbie.
But yeah, so currently, just in case you don't want to do that, he was on his way to Gibraltar. I knew he was going to struggle with that when he said he's got to get down there for. I think the Irish, I think that, I remember years ago they used to get to go from Ireland across down to Spain and back again. They used to do it in 3 days.
Yeah, because he's driving for an Irish trucking company, isn't
yeah
he?
Listen, they get lots of stuff because their ability in Ireland,
yeah,
they get a lot of stuff goes out of Ireland and they get a lot of work,
yeah,
return loads and stuff like that coming back and even passing through. So
yeah.
Yeah, so he was on his way to Gibraltar, but plans changed for him. I don't want to be a spoiler alert, but now
he's on his way back to the UK.
He sounds really down about it.
Yeah.
But Rosh, listen, if you're listening, don't know whether you do, keep up the good work. Love the videos.
More YouTube videos.
Yeah, like to know what you do.
More drone footage.
And one day, who knows, we might come out and see you en route.
Yeah,
if we know where you are, because that's why I'm on it. Because he was in Ireland not so long ago.
Yeah, well, we're not. I'm not going to Ireland.
Yeah,
you can if you want.
No, I'm just saying. But he was in Ireland. But yeah. And obviously, when he was coming back, and he went through, and I thought, oh, I could meet him.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean, and not did want to meet me. He'd probably drive a lot quicker. But now he's all right. Because he came in on the show at the Oak, if I remember rightly.
He did, yeah.
Which was good. Well, because when I think he was going to do the Kilimanjaro, he done the climb. From the Kilimanjaro,
he was gonna, yeah. But that wasn't, he didn't come in on the show for that.
No, but I think you mentioned it,
yeah.
So that's your Rosh update for the week,
yeah. That's your Rosh update.
Mindful of the news currently, Cameron,
I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving, that isn't it, eh?
Mate,
we've got Cameron, we've got a senior Whitehall official now, a civil servant, and also a police commissioner now has been involved
absolutely.
In it as well. It's like,
and you know. It's the Common Link, Rachel Whetstone, and the Uber. Well, funny enough, they're suing
Uber. The Uber, the ex-Uber executive is suing Rachel Whetstone. It's like the House of Cards is tumbling.
It's like a monk circle. But listen, as we're saying in the news, I mean, funny enough, in this common denominator, right? Boris Johnson, Osborne, Cameron. It's not like as in 2014 we weren't telling the country these are wrong'uns.
Yep.
And now they're going, oh, we didn't know
hang
this.
Hang on, these
we
are Romans.
We
oh,
didn't know
yeah.
that. We were telling you that.
You didn't want to listen.
We were telling you that when we were sitting outside City Hall and you were calling us Luddites.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, who's the Luddite now?
Yeah, so that's that. So keep watching. Although we know what's going to come out of all of this.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. No. If there is,
it was me or you committing that sort of offence, we'd be inside. We'd be banged up.
Listen, it's always the old... It's the... Bollington Brook. What?
Bullingdon. The Bullingdon yeah. Club. The Bullingdon Club, where they used to throw £50 notes and burn them
in front of the Dossers and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's
you're not allowed to call them Dossers. They're
funny you should say
homeless
that.
People.
Funny you should say that. I come out of after getting me.
Someone called you a Dosser?
No. They do normally. My hair's long. Got me hair cut. Come out, and outside was a busker. Was a busker singing. When I was young, the life was so, you know, and I thought, I says, that's Supertramp. He goes, oh, thank you very much. It's not one of my jokes. I just started sighing nicely. But getting me hair cut, whilst I was getting my hair cut, I just thought I'd tell you this.
Yeah.
I goes in there, crowd of people.
Yeah.
Now, things you can't call people. There was a section who obviously had booked an appointment when I gets there. And I don't know how to say this
politically correctly.
Yeah. But they were people who were challenged. Can I say that? And they had their carers and stuff like that.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So
that have learning disabilities or learning difficulties.
I've got learning difficulties, so, yeah. it's all... So I don't wish to make comedy out of this.
Yep.
But they were finding it funny, the guy cutting the air, making the noise, and it was enjoyable. I mean, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, before we come out of lockdown, I was sitting in my mate's place... I was down in Seven Oaks and sitting there and just hearing the kids laughing in the back garden. It was a joy. So come out Monday, it was a joy to have people around me, and they were enjoying it. Obviously, they've had the same, and they obviously can't express themselves. And some of them are getting, one of them particularly, one was getting a bit touchy about the shaver going near his ears and all that, and he's freaking out a bit. But they were good, and they were saying all that. That was fine. A guy in the other chair... So they're all really playing up, but not playing up, do you know what I mean? Until the point where it turned into carnage was... I don't know if you've ever seen it in the barbers, but they got this, like, marshmallow thing he gets out. No. He gets out this marshmallow thing. The guy's hair's all done in the chair, and then he sets it alight and burns round your ears and all that.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
Right, right. Anyway, so he's doing a... Well, this kid in this, well, I say kid, he's a bloke, and he's gone into one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He thought it was a marshmallow, so he wants to eat it. He's then wafting it around this geezer's head. The other geezer thinks it's going to happen to him. He's jumped up out of the chair. The thing's gone everywhere. I swear, only happens to me, right? the thing he has wrapped around him flies up in the air. He's kicked off, the other one's kicked off. The bloke who's got the wafting going around going, I cut your hair and all that and shoulder. Woof, he's dropped it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's gone on the floor. It's set all the paper alight. It's set all... Everyone's running out the shop. I'm still trying to get my short back and sides. So, barbers, eventful day. So that was it, yeah.
That was it.
So now, if you want to know why, there's a big chisel mark out the back of my skull. It's because the geezer with
the shaving.
The shave went right in the middle. He says, I think I've cut that too short.
Yeah.
I said, just make all the rest the same length.
Oh, right.
So that's it. That's why I've got the tram trunk.
Yeah.
So anyway, so interesting time at the barbers. That's it.
Yep. So what else we got to talk about today?
Well, funny enough.
Because you've got the list. You decided to be organised. You want to be organised in the show now, don't you? Now,
no,
I've been trying for
years.
People keep saying. You're waffling.
Constant thing. People say, you didn't mention that. I did email
you. Yeah, but before it was me that used to want to make a list. And now you, no. And then now you want to make a list.
Well, only because I can understand my own handwriting.
Bullet points. You want to make a list of bullet points?
No, it's not bullet points. Yeah, bullet points.
Yeah, bullet points.
Can't say that near me. I've been shot too many times. No, it's because you make interesting when you do your little bullet points. And then we go off, don't we? I think, we should have gone back, or we don't finish it. But it's coming up to a big birthday cake time.
Who's big birthday cake?
Big birthday cake for me and you.
What? Oh, yeah. In 9 weeks' time.
Yes.
9 weeks' time, it's going to be, because this is episode 241. Yes. Of Cab Chat. So in 9 weeks it will be show 250.
Subject to holidays and stuff like that. But irrespective of the chronological time, in 7 weeks
in nine shows' time.
Wow.
It will be the 250th Cab Chat show.
And you've been in on all of them?
No, I haven't.
All right. Is there a couple?
There's a couple that I haven't been on.
All right. So was that me and
you and Paul? You and Sean Paul Day, when you sat there and forgot to press
Sean
recorder.
Paul, Sean Paul mute.
Yeah. Sean Paul, you didn't press the recorder.
Yeah.
No, you didn't press them two buttons. You had it on that one, so it was being recorded through there.
Yeah, there's that one.
There was another time when you did it when you didn't press record at all.
That's
and
right.
Luckily, I'd already set up a backup recorder that had already started recording.
Because you'd already planned it. You'd already knew what I'd do.
And I'd set the backup recorder, and I thought, I wonder if they're recording. And
but
I couldn't hear anything because you were doing it live.
Were they Cab Chats or Radio Taxi, London.
No, they were Cab Chat.
They were Cab Chat.
Always been, this show has always been Cab
Chat. Yeah. See, I don't keep up. I don't get the memos. I don't, you know, I do. But, yeah, so that's all going well.
That's when I was out somewhere and I thought they're supposed to be live and I couldn't hear anything. So I went on remotely and pressed record.
I know, that's why you're here, mate.
And recorded
that's
it.
That's why you're here. Now, we must make a shout out to the people who interacted with the show.
Connor Buckstone, who's a prolific listener to the show.
Absolutely, and likes my tweets.
I don't like his tweets at all.
Karen like this, I'm going to get a young Filipino man and do mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, but this carries on.
Yeah, he'd probably write them better, wouldn't he?
definitely be... Honestly, I'll read what I've written before and I go, what have I written here? And I go, I don't even recognise
it. A writ is something you get through the post.
I get them as well. And I look here, I go, it's a ransom note. Yeah. So someone's, and it's my own handwriting. Yeah. And I realise there's no Milk Monday.
Yeah.
You know, it's milk, but mind you, my milk can come weeks later.
Yeah, and I'll still drink it.
Lucky enough to have a good constitution like that. Yeah. That was lovely breakfast this morning.
It was, weren't it? That burger is to die for, isn't
mate,
it?
Mate, and the hot chilli sauce in that. Just one of the lucky ones in life, mate. Yeah. Got a constitution eat like a horse.
Yep.
No issues anywhere, so I'm lucky. But, so there we have it, Joe.
Yep. So what else we got? What else have we got on our list? Because you've got the list in front of you.
It's gone. You finished it.
We've finished the list.
I've got here. You can have it, right? You can have it. I've got Ray, Cab, Pie, Mash. Did I mention any of that?
One thing we haven't really expanded on is Pie and Mash, because at the moment we can't go out and have a Pie and Mash Club meet up.
Right.
Because obviously the Pie and Mash shops haven't really got outside seating. It's too bloody cold to sit outside and eat pie and mash.
Oh, definitely.
And so we can't go in and have pie and mash. And it probably won't be until June when we can go in and have pie and mash. Because don't forget, if you do go in from the 17th of May, you can only go in with people from your own household. And six or seven burly blokes going and sitting down, people are going to think it's strange if we say we're all from the same household, really, aren't they? Because what's going on there?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bit of a reach around going on.
It's more like all the tashes and all
that. Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did. It came out loud. Yeah, you said it loud. Yeah, it's like a monk circle going on. Do you know what I mean? You just think, hang on, is that Bronski being turned up here? Yeah. With all your skinheads and your leather jackets and your
so it's probably going to be June when we can go out and have a Pie Mash Club meet. And I've got to tell you, the first opportunity we get to go out as a group and have Pie Mash, we'll be there. Yeah. We're going to definitely be there.
And do you know what? To celebrate the end of lockdown and all that, we'll even publicise in advance where we're going to have it.
We always do. We've only ever had two people turn up.
Exactly. So, and you're more than welcome to...
No matter who you are. Yeah. We'll even buy them. We might even buy your pie. That's all we're chipping towards it, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking of going off up...
If Dan turns up, we just use his company credit card. It's the easy way of paying for it.
pay for it like your insurance on installments. I'm part of the Dan pack. Okay, so sign it up. Yeah.
If any of the directors of Plan Insurance are listening, we didn't really mean that. We're just joking.
Oh, dear. God bless them. But, tweeted Crotax, funny enough. They put out a little thing about things that are often said on the side of cabs.
Yeah, what's been said
if it's a Mercedes, don't touch the handles and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just thought, why is my insurance keep going up? Yeah. I had a claim. They liked it. I didn't. Listen, obviously, I know Dan.
Get into insurance. It's quite funny because, you know, like, I bought that little old Focus to go backwards and forwards to work.
Lovely car, which is for sale. Nice clean money.
It will be up for sale, because I might be buying another cab.
We were talking about this earlier. This is the other thing. I mean, the youngsters in the trade, wow. Do you know what I mean? And you've got young families and mortgages and stuff like that. You know, if you come through this, well done.
Conley was saying he's worked right the way through. But getting back to the insurance thing, when I bought the car, obviously I had no claims bonus on the car because it's a few years since I've had a car insured.
Yeah.
And I couldn't transfer the no claims bonus from the cab over to the car. So I got quite a good deal with the company, and it was a just over £300 a year
for our age.
Fully comprehensive,
which you got to have.
No claims bonus, which I thought was quite good. So the renewal come through this year.
Oh well, they're
so you'd expect it to be around about the same or slightly cheaper.
They
kicked
you right in the
£588.
They kicked you right in your no claims bonus.
Yeah, £588.
Yeah, they've surge priced you.
Surge price. We
But
now I'm no longer working in the motor trade. That may change.
Oh right.
And I'm not doing 25,000 miles a year travelling backwards and forwards. So
yeah.
Could actually go down. But then I got a better quote from the company I've got, from Saga.
They're
it was like 300 odd quid.
Yeah, no, they are good, Saga.
Because I'm of that age now, aren't I?
We're mature.
They don't insure taxis, though, do they?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, obviously, we just. Our age, going back, like. Mark said, the old drum slayer.
Yeah, he's bought himself a newer cab. A new to him cab.
And this is what we, our general, because obviously I ain't got a cab at the moment.
No. And those that don't know, I sold mine last September because it was just sitting here doing nothing. And where I live, the brakes were rusting and all sorts, and because it's right out in the middle of the country.
Same as my
now.
Boy's done exactly the same. I mean, he was working it, but there was no work. So,
But I keep looking on Facebook and on all these adverts, and I keep thinking, oh, I'm tempted by that one. Mm. I'm tempted. Mm. But at the moment, I want to go back to driving a cab, but I don't want to go back to that traffic up there. Well, that's the thing. This is the problem. This is the dilemma I'm in. I love driving a cab in London. I love the freedom of the job. I love driving. But the traffic, you know, driving into town yesterday and encountering that traffic, and not everyone's back at work yet. Not things are not fully back to normal.
See,
and it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare.
See, I'm one of the lucky ones, and I am, and I really do realise the luck, what I've got. I love the job, but I don't need the job. I love the job, but I don't need the job. But you actually do need a job to keep your sanity.
Sanity, yeah.
Because, you know, if you are someone, if you, you know, just walk up to someone and say, oh, hello, how's your name? What's your name? What do you do?
Yeah.
They will tell you what their job is.
Yeah.
Or hello, how about you? What are you? And they go, oh, I'm a taxi driver, I'm a bus driver.
Yeah.
They identify with their employment.
Yep.
They don't say, oh, I'm a carbon-based life form, breathing air and, you know, mammal. Or, they will say what they do. And I miss the work.
Yeah.
You know, as I say. But all the time, and likewise, why I sort of like semi-retired before, was because if I'm holding a load of dough and my mates are sitting next to me starving, I do feel a bit of a, I don't need to do this. And obviously we do this and stuff like it to keep up morale and keep the spirits going.
Anyway, we've been waffling long enough. It's time to go over to one of our contributors and for their contribution this week. So who should we go over to now? Who should we have?
Drum Slayer.
Oh, let's go over to the Drum Slayer then.
Let's play him a bit of music.
Yeah, we'll go over to Drum Slayer.
Thank you, Jamie and Mac. Enjoying your chemistry and repartee as always. It's now just gone 2200 hours on Wednesday, 14th of April 2021. And I have just viewed on Playback TV April the 12th's dispatches on Channel 4. It's called Low Pay Britain. And yes, you've guessed what it's all about. In my naivety, I've always believed or thought that Amazon delivery drivers are akin to the drivers that drive for supermarkets, like a lot of our cab colleagues do. Whereas the van or lorry is supplied, the insurance is obviously part of the deal, and the fuel is paid for, and you get a wage for doing that. But to my amazement, have a listen to this.
One of Deliveroo's big financial backers is another company that's boomed during lockdown, Amazon. Bob, not his real name, works for a subcontractor delivering Amazon parcels. He's seen his workload increase dramatically as we all order from home.
From that moment at the start of the pandemic, the volume increased daily. The volume is double from last year.
Bob tells me he can sometimes deliver up to 400 parcels a day, which means he often has no time to stop, even when nature calls.
We have a bottle we keep under the
Because
the
you seat. Haven't got time to
no,
stop?
No, if you try to find a toilet, a proper toilet, like a human being, to go somewhere to do your necessities, it's impossible. You lose a lot of time.
It's interesting you said, like a human being.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're not treated like a human being?
I feel like I'm treated like a slave, like a number. Just like a number.
Bob reckons he usually takes home around £9.44 an hour after fuel and insurance expenses. It's not huge, but it is just above the national minimum wage of £8.91. But it's not directly comparable. Bob's van is broken, and unlike a salaried employee, he must pay for those repairs out of his income. And in the meantime, he can't earn.
How much is that going to cost you?
The spare part is like £900.
So that's a big expense. What impact does that have on your budget at home to pay your bills, to pay your electricity?
Literally, I don't know what I'm going to do next week. So I think I will borrow some money from my friends to help me.
So you're telling me you're down to your last £100, £50?
Yep.
Well, what do you make of that? Astonishing. I always presumed that Amazon drivers, delivery drivers, were salaried employees. I presume they obviously own their own vans. I mean, they wouldn't be renting, because if they was renting, they'd pay a flat fee and everything would be included, obviously, apart from their fuel costs. Yeah, isn't it remarkable that all those Amazon delivery vans, well, all seem to be the same make and model? Or maybe they're not, maybe it's just delivery, which psychologically makes me think it's the same make and model of van. And then the program goes on to mention fire and hire, where companies fire their employees and then, on revised terms and conditions, invite them to come back, rehire them. Only today on the news, British Gas was mentioned regards this new initiative that always seems to be in the employer's favour. Even the National Health Service are in on it. As somebody on the programme observed, it's currently a buyer's market. Anyway, I strongly advise, if you've got any time, spare time, to watch Low Pay Britain Channel 4 Dispatches. The other day I was talking to that rarity known as a punter about a job I did, and the job was it was a Comcab taxi card, and it was an errand. As is fairly common these days, we get asked to pick up people's prescriptions and deliver them to their homes. And on this occasion, it was home first, chemist, and then back to the home, which is unusual. Normally it's chemist and then to the home. So when I get there, always use the stairs, never lifts. The lady says, that chemist business is just a rouge. Here's my debit card. Here's my PIN number. I want you to get 40 quid out and then go to the shop next door and get me 4 cans of Guinness and a packet of nachos. Obviously, come back with the change and the goodies. And my lady passenger says to me, well, listen to this. One of my mates was using one of those normal cabs. And I says, well, what do you mean normal cab? I'm a normal cab. Black cab, I'm normal. No. We don't think of you, we don't call you guys normal cabs. You're honest cabs. Well, the private hire driver was tasked similarly to me, where he was asked to go to a bank and take out £50 and return it. All went to plan until the old lady received her bank statement, and the driver, in fact, had taken out £350. He gave her the 50 and stole 300. And yes, you know what comes next? The driver was unable to be traced. I want to talk a bit about Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who sadly passed away at the age of 99 on Friday, April the 9th. Well, about 30 years ago, probably slightly more, Drumslayer had a brief brush with the Duke and royalty. So I'll now reminisce with you all. While I was on the Knowledge, I joined the Joe Loss Orchestra. Joe Loss was one of the Queen's favourite bands. He played for Diana's wedding, a few other royal functions, and he used to play the Royal Household Ball every year. And 89 and 1990, I was the drummer in his band. First year, I drove me moped onto the Buckingham Palace grounds, no problem whatsoever. Second year, I was in a BJ's rented cab, and the policeman on the gate stopped me and said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Well, I'm playing tonight at the Royal Household Ball. I'm a musician with Joe Loss. Could I put my cab in the car park?" And he said, "No." I replied, "Yeah, but I can see cars over there. They're other band members." He said, "Yes, but they didn't ask." And he was obviously pulling my leg, and we smiled and he let me go through. So that night we're playing at the ball, and after about 40 minutes, the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh enter the grand ballroom, Buckingham Palace, and they come towards the stage. The Queen speaks to the band leader, Joe Loss. Couldn't believe how tiny she is. And the Duke of Edinburgh comes towards us and he says, "You lot still alive?" "Ho, ho, ho, ho." And we all replied, "Ho, ho, ho, ho." Well, I caught his drift. I was the youngest guy in the band at 35. Most of them were in their late 50s, 60s, a couple in their 70s, and Joe Loss himself was about 86. But the Duke did come across as a genial, jovial, amiable fellow. No harm in him. And I decided from that moment on he was a good guy. But since his demise, and I have learned about all his life's accomplishments, he definitely was a good guy. And from one exemplar of public life to the polar opposite, dodgy Davy Cameron, finally getting his comeuppance regards his lobbying for Green Seal Capital. His legacy is well and truly tarnished, with no chance of ever being revered like our late great grand old Duke of Edinburgh. And finally, to all the cab drivers that gave their time Friday afternoon, the Mall, who took the spontaneous action to show their respect on behalf of the whole of the London Hackney carriage trade. A big up to whoever thought of the initiative in the first place, and I think I know who that was. You may have not realised it at the time, but all of you wrote yourselves into the history books forevermore. And you can all proudly boast for many years to come, and I wish you all long lives. You can boast to your grandchildren and great-grandchildren that you was there. And in hundreds of years' time, it will be legend that the day the Duke of Edinburgh passed, London black cab drivers turned up to pay their respects. And there'll be the photographs and testimonies to prove it. The day the hoi polloi of royalty and the cab men and women grafters of London united in grief. All right, you can put your handkerchiefs away now. I'm off. See you next week, all. Bye.
Around the world from London, we broadcast everywhere. We love you wherever you are, we really do not care. Driving down the Kingsway or sitting on a stand, you think we have it sorted, but we have nothing planned.
You found Cab Chat, the show for London's taxi drivers.
There you go, that was Cozy Pal and Dance with the Devil, which is quite ironic we played that.
Yeah.
We decided to play that as a little bit of a tribute to our drum slayer.
Absolutely.
And
as he said,
not that he's died.
No. Well, as he said in his podcast, I mean, obviously he used to play drums with Joe Loss, who was a great orchestra band leader type thing. And so it just goes to show, it's in tribute. I reckon our drum slayer could do a bit of Cozy.
Yeah, a bit of Cozy Power.
Yeah, you know. And many a time, drum slayer's been marching. He marched to not on a big and drum,
a big old bass drum thing he had on a strap to him.
That's our little work.
And as he said, well done to all the boys and girls, because we didn't mention that went out to pay their respects to Prince Philip on Friday, and mobilised to go and do that convoy and park up in the mail to show their respects.
Yeah.
And it gained a lot of traction on Twitter and other social media from various walks of life in this country. And a lot of people were congratulating them. Not congratulating them.
No, but just... accepting and honouring that they took time to...
time out of their day to go and pay their respects.
It's part of London. Phone boxes,
telephone
boxes, post boxes, taxis.
And you know what was nice? That the police didn't try to move them on.
Absolutely right.
You know, I think
or
that
the Royal
was nice.
Parks, yeah, the Royal
that
Park.
Was really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was, you know...
well, the Royal Parks is part of the Met now.
Yeah,
anyway,
of course,
so
yeah, I keep forgetting.
Part
I mean,
of the same.
That Parks police, years ago, I mean, they used to shit... Yes, they should. There's about 7 police forces in London. Ministry of Defence. There's loads of police forces. And it's right that they should collectively, because you would have situations where things would be happening in Paddington and they'd run into the park.
Yeah.
And the Parks Police, who's, that's my job. Hang on, let's go on. And their walkie-talkies, they used to share with a minicab fare.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll joke you not. So, yes, it's...
So they end up going to 27 Beach Street to go and pick someone up.
Hang on, we've got a flasher by the big oak tree outside.
Yeah.
You're going, 4545, call me Acacia Avenue. that's true. That's my mate was radio engineer and obviously in my past life a radio. So as Drumstone was saying about people thinking... that, you know, with the sudden wave of this gig economy to get people in, get a van and go and pass and deliver 400 and you get 50 pence a parcel.
Yeah.
But like when you do 400 of them, you get your money, you know.
Yeah.
No, if you're not making money on delivering one parcel, decent wage, then you're not going to do 400. Oh, but they're all in the same, they sell you that dream.
Yeah.
They sell you that dream. And trust me, if you're not worth three times what you're being paid, you wouldn't be employed to do it.
Listen, it's funny. I didn't know the national minimum wage was £8.91 an hour. Because you know how much Tesco start you at when you start on Tesco?
About 12 quid, isn't it?
£8.98 an hour.
Oh, right, there you go, sorry.
And that goes up to £9.98 an hour once you've been there for 3 months.
Well, let me tell you, currently, I think, as I was saying, I've got my thing the other day, saying I'll get me money on the 27th or on the start of the train. Lots, so look it up, people, if you, whether you're...
the SEISS grant.
Never remember it.
Self-employed.
But I think currently unemployment benefit is £10 a day. So when you think of it, I think people get 80 quid, don't they? 70 quid, dull money a week. You know, when you put it in, it's like, well, okay, you're doing five.
One's paying big money at the moment.
There ain't. And
that sort of thing.
You know, other than big companies who have done well in lockdown.
Yeah, like Amazon.
And Tesco's. And
they're still not paying big money.
But they won't pass that down.
No.
They won't, this trickle-down economist.
Yeah.
Know, we earn money, we, you know, it trickles down. No, it doesn't. It goes to shareholders. There's not a lot we can do about it. You know, it's just a system. You have to go and pay your taxes and do your stuff.
Exactly.
But, so that was an interesting one from our drum
slayer. From our drum slayer, yep.
Which, you know, he touched on the many issues there. And obviously, that's it.
That's all you've got to say? Well, you're lost for words.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to remember what he said. he said our chemistry. But I'm not into chemistry. This is our chemistry.
I'll never pass chemistry at school.
No,
I was never very good at chemistry.
Yeah, I just won't, mate. I stink bombs.
Setting the Bunsen burner alight.
Now, that's a phrase you haven't used since you left school. Bunsen burner. And also, when did you ever do the litmus test?
No, never.
Since then. And when did you ever even talk about photosynthesis?
No, I haven't.
You didn't?
Not at all.
You know, or frogs' legs and all that, and electric pulse and a van de Graaff. There's another word.
A van de Graaff. What's a van de Graaff?
That's physics. It's static.
Well, it's not chemistry, then.
I know. I passed
physics at school.
Yeah, you didn't know what a van de Graaff is. So there we go. Rest my case. School education.
See, my brain works in a way that I retain information that's useful for me. Information that's not useful for me.
A van de Graaff, you never used it.
I've never used it, so I don't, plus you wouldn't use it
because it's static electricity. Most people know about static electricity. He's rubbing a balloon on their clothes.
And it sticks there. And
putting it to their hair and making their hair stand up. But obviously, you being follicularly challenged, that's an issue that you don't need no more.
I don't have a problem with anymore.
Absolutely right. So
that's like, I don't have a problem with lockdown haircut either.
Yeah, or taking your jumper off and static electricity.
No, don't have that problem at all.
I do. See, now if I do that, if I take something off and it's got like acrylic or some type of nylon chemical, I do get the jump. I'll get like, bang.
And it hurts, does it?
Sometimes depends where the electrical current comes
from.
I'm standing near at the time. Yeah. Anyway, so
follically challenged people don't have problems with static electricity when they take their jumper off. That's the conclusion of the Cab Chat show this week.
Yes,
and they also don't have problem with lockdown haircuts. And we're still going to post our pictures of lockdown haircuts if you want to send yours in before you had your haircut this week. If you've been lucky enough to maybe be able to get an appointment with the barbers.
Straight in there Monday.
I bet you was queuing up outside, weren't you?
They were on about opening at midnight.
Yeah.
But they decided not to.
Yeah.
Sad, because I would have been there.
So Rob sent a picture on Twitter of his lockdown haircut, and that was quite funny.
It was frightening. It was
very frightening. It looks quite scary, actually.
It does, but I think Dan is topping it at the moment.
Yeah, Dan's still out in the lead by a long way.
Long shot. But you know,
I mean, look at Rob's lockdown haircut. Yeah. Look at that. Look. He definitely looks like the airy conflate there, don't he?
Yeah, but do you know who he reminds me of?
Go on.
Paul. You know the film Paul.
Yeah,
with the alien.
Yeah,
two of them is.
He
always reminds me of him. I can't look at him without thinking about Rob.
That's a funny film, that Paul, wasn't it?
I love it. I was watching it the other day. Great film. That's the other thing is let us know anyway. Good films you watched on.
Yeah, or anything Netflix watches, because everyone seems to be in a Netflix.
I'm Netflix.
You've got Netflix, have you?
Yeah. I've got it.
Did you pay for it?
Sorry.
Yeah, oh, right.
You know, my sister. She's a love. She feels you're right. And yeah, big sisters.
Here's my Netflix password.
Yeah, let me get the niece here. Put that on his phone. But I'll give her, you know, whatever she wants.
Yeah. Well, you've got a telly now as well.
I don't have a telly. I've not got a telly in my flat at all.
Well, I gave you a massive, great big telly.
I've got it in storage.
Maybe a 42-inch TV.
Yeah, it's in storage. But I can't remember.
If you get a Fire Stick, then you could transmit your phone onto the telly and watch it on a big screen.
Right, I never knew that.
Yeah,
rather than
trying to look at it on a little tiny phone.
Do you know what?
You could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
One, you need a settee to sit on first.
Yeah, I know. But I'm quite happy the way I am.
Minimalist.
I've got my stuff in storage, and you know, you just. I went into a trance then because I just went.
What else is in there?
It's like the missing evidence in some trial. You would be in there. Do you know? Hey, he is innocent. Do you know what I mean? Hang on, you went to the chair. You lost. You know. It's all right, Naked Gun, if you're police. You ever watched them?
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Funny,
yeah.
Funny, yeah. That airplane.
Talking of films, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching Airplane the other day. Yeah. Naked Gun and Frank Cribben.
Everyone seems to be into Line of Duty at the moment.
Not me. Yeah, not me.
You don't watch TV programmes, do you?
No. I watched The Siege of Jawhar Bar or whatever it was.
Right.
I watched that. This is only relevant because of my cultural issues. Yeah, so that was about soldiers, funny enough.
Yeah.
Which, it was a really, really heart-rendering case.
Yep. So we're going to go over to Dan from Plan now.
Talking of mad hair.
Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed, that's all I ever say.
Yeah, we're going to go over to Brian Blessed, otherwise known as Dan from Plan, for his contribution this week. We'll be back after this.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Mac. Hope everyone's keeping well and staying safe. And hopefully people are getting back to work. I've been hearing that there are some green shoots out there. I know we're getting more people back in our office slowly. And I know that some of my colleagues and friends in the city are slowly going back to their offices. So hopefully, fingers crossed, reopening. There's some light at the end of the tunnel for people. Which leads me on to what I'm going to talk about today. Today I'm going to talk about business interruption insurance. Now, blame our good friend Drumslayer if this bores you or you don't want to know about it, but he recently asked me about it and then suggested that I talk about it on the show. So if this doesn't interest you, blame the Drumslayer. And if it doesn't interest you and you want to hear about something else to do with insurance, or as I mentioned last week, any other questions you want me to think about or answer, or you've got a dilemma you want me to give you my opinion on, send it in and I'll have a go at that instead. But today it's going to be about business interruption insurance. So the reason this has come about is at the start of the year, there was a Supreme Court case. Some of you may or may not have seen it in the press, but Mark did, and that's why we're talking about it today. So in the press, it sort of gave this big story about how these small business owners won, and they've crippled the big insurance companies, and they're now entitled to claim for lost money due to COVID. That's not the case. The press overplayed this one. Some might say as they normally do, but they made it much bigger than it was. So yes, there was a Supreme Court case, and they did rule in favour of the action group that took it to the Supreme Court. However, it doesn't apply to everyone. It only applies to a handful of people. Basically, this Supreme Court case was a contractual dispute, and it was where the contract is unclear, and then the courts had to decide whether or not the contract, how it should be interpreted. Now, many insurance companies had in their policy wordings and contracts that business interruption cover didn't cover pandemics, like it says it doesn't cover terrorism or acts of terrorism, but there was a handful of insurance companies that didn't state that it was either included or excluded, and that was the ones that went to the action group and took it to the Supreme Court. So as I say, it's only a handful of businesses that were able to follow this through, so good for them, I guess. I guess I mentioned this to Mark that I look at it from both sides. We're a broker, so we sit in between the businesses and the insurance companies, and I see both angles of this, because business interruption insurance was never designed for this type of thing. It's designed for physical damages, so your shop, restaurant, hotel, place of office, whatever it is, if it was flooded, burnt down, and you were physically unable to trade from that premises, that's what business interruption covers for. So a lot of insurance companies are arguing, well, there's nothing stopping you. Obviously, the government have said don't trade or you can't open your doors, but there's nothing physically stopping you from opening the doors, and that was their counter argument to it. And obviously I know the counter argument is, well, the government said you can't, it's against the law, etc. So that's where this has all come about. Now, what I was getting at there was that it was, business interruption cover was never designed for pandemics, and therefore some businesses, and quite a well-known business or industry, it was in the press, so I can talk about it, Wimbledon Tennis Club, or Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Club, or whatever their official title is. They, following the bird flu scare some years back, and the swine flu scare some years back, they took out pandemic insurance in case some of their events couldn't take place. And guess what? They were insured, and they've been paid out millions and millions of pounds for it. Now, I can assure you that if I had spoke to, or someone in that plan had spoke to, a small business owner that owned a shop or a restaurant or a hotel or had an office, and we said to them, right, here's your insurance, it's £500 a year, it includes X amount should your computers get stolen, X amount of money on the premises, includes your employer's liability, includes your public liability in case you damage anyone or injure anyone, but if you want to include pandemics on your business interruption insurance to cover your loss of profits or loss of income, that will cost you another £50 a year, £100 a year. Now, before we knew about COVID, I can guarantee you 99% of small businesses would have not taken that cover. They would have declined it. It's a bit like we are currently going for a stage now whereby cyber attacks is getting very big, especially for businesses. And we are actively telling customers now, listen, your insurance doesn't cover you in case your business is impacted by a cyber attack. You can buy cyber liability insurance, and that will protect you against it. And it costs you X amount. Again, 99% of businesses do not buy cyber insurance. It's a bit like, I can guarantee you 99% of businesses wouldn't have bought pandemic insurance before we knew about COVID-19. All right, so I understand it from both angles. The insurance company is saying, well, why didn't the customer buy it? The customer's going to say, well, if in hindsight, if they'd known about it, they would have bought it, but would they really? So there's a lot of backwards and forwards here. So I just thought I'd give you, there's so much more I could go into about what we refer to as BI insurance, business interruption insurance, but that's it in a nutshell. I don't want to talk about it for too long because I could go on to it for hours if we wanted to, but I just thought I'd give you just a very small synopsis about what happened with this Supreme Court case, how it wasn't as much of a big deal as the news made out it was, and then also that my thought on this is, if you have got a small business and you are operating, you're not longer a taxi driver anymore, or you're looking at setting up a small business, you can buy business insurance pretty much online now, especially for small businesses. And you don't need to speak to one. You can click a few buttons. It's like buying private insurance. You can click a few buttons and buy insurance online. Please speak to a broker. I'm not saying you've got to speak to Plan, you've got to speak to us. Speak to your local broker, speak to a broker that you're used to. But speak to an insurance broker about business insurance. Try not to buy it online if you can. All right, you might think that you're saving yourself a couple of pounds by doing it, but when it comes to certain things, we do this day in, day out, so we understand it fully. And there's things that you might not have thought about. I often get asked a question. So we get lots of calls from people looking to start businesses, and they'll go, well, what do I need? What insurance do I need? And we'll talk them through it. Maybe that'll be another topic for another day. I'll discuss that on those sort of conversations. But yeah, if you are setting up a small business, or you have got a small business, or you've got a big business, speak to your broker. Try not to buy it online. It might cost you a little bit more, but that extra £5, £10 or £50, whatever it might cost you, might pay dividend in the long run, because a lot of these ones that aren't covered for COVID-19 on their business interruption insurance, I don't want to talk about it too much, but if you look at it online in the press, the firms that they were buying this insurance from were all online purchased insurance products. So that's, I think, one of the issues. So speak to an expert, buy proper insurance. All right, anyway, moving swiftly along, I've got my fact or fiction for you. So hopefully you did well at the last one. So my fact or fiction for this week is X-rays cannot pass through Velcro. So that's X-rays cannot pass through Velcro. So Velcro, the way you fasten certain things, the furry bit, because of the way the fur is made up, X-rays can't pass through it. So is that fact or is it fiction? So I'll hand you back to Jamie and Mac in the studio, and I'll give you the answer to that fact or fiction later on. Speak to you soon. Cheers, guys.
Almost 1 million people have listened to our show, and now thanks to our podcast, even more will know. Super Cab is our savior. His talent is a gift. His ego is downloadable, but you need extra bandwidth.
Right, so there you go. That was XTC, and we're only making plans for Nigel, and we've played that for Dan Danny. From Plan.
Yeah, we'll have to change the words on that.
We're only making plans for
plan,
Dan. Plan for Dan. And and he was talking about business interruption insurance, which is a really enthralling subject.
Should have had that at the beginning of lockdown.
I'm glad we didn't play it at the beginning of the show, because it might have sent everyone to sleep.
Well, that's right. There's a whole new market in that, and doing therapy talk.
Therapy talk, oh yeah.
Yeah, like
oh,
yeah, we all talk quietly. And
they make mouth noises like that.
People fall asleep. Yeah. Listen, I plug the show in. It sends me straight asleep.
I usually put Sean Paul Day on.
No.
Sorry, Sean. Didn't really mean that. Didn't really mean that.
No, he's a lovely man. He is a lovely man.
Yeah,
he is. And to think, we just met him.
Well, Parker Cabby dragged him in on the show, didn't he?
Absolutely right.
When we was at the Oak.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's all.
It's all his fault.
All history, all his fault. But
it's all his fault. Parker's fault.
am I thankful for meeting the guys? Because obviously, I knew you through other people.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, do you know Jamie? And I say, no, I don't know Jamie, but I knew other people who knew you, and you knew other people who knew me. I mean, you married me kids and everything. You know what I mean? Not that you're a vicar or nothing.
No.
I mean, so you knew who I was. Yeah. You knew, obviously, by word of mouth, by other people. He's a nutter. He's a nutter. Stay away from.
Yeah. I wonder who you may be talking about.
And
there.
Then he meets me and goes, what a lovely bloke.
Yeah, I wonder who you might be talking about.
Anyway, not knowing anyway. But this is the thing, is, and then you meet these people and you think, I'll get on well with them,
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, the goose thingy. And funny enough, talking about Prince Philip, our friend, mutual friend, Simon. He met when on a film job when we used to work on a breakdown firm together. Yeah. We used to do.
Don't tell me you went out to the Royal Rolls and.
He did. He actually went out to Windsor to pick up, because we pick up the cars concerned in crime, and also, not that it was a crime, but like Royal Cars and all that, Leon Britton. So I picked up. Done loads in a previous life. And Simon was working on a car.
Yeah.
He won't mind me saying this. Well, you've got no saying it. And he's working on a car.
Yeah.
And a Sherpa van pulled up. And a sliding doors, like police things. And obviously, we've got your head under a bonnet. You just look up and say, yeah, what do you want, mate? You know, look. So I'm working.
Yeah.
And it was the Prince Philip. He said, oh, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Simon, obviously, who's, you know, comes from a historical family, does they're very well. He'd see him and he just didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
he was in awe. I mean, obviously, and he curtsied. Ask him on the phone now. He curtsied. I said, I just don't know, like a tart. He might have had no, but he says he curtsied. He said, but like, you know, so that's my only.
Your only contribution to that, is it?
That's my only thing. I mean, although
And I bet you, you're dying to know whether X-rays can pass through Velcro or not, aren't you?
It's a riveting subject, does it? Yeah. But maybe.
So, what do you think? What do you think? Do you think X-rays can pass through Velcro? Or
well,
not?
Knowing what I know,
or velvet, or whatever, velvet, or Velcro. I can't remember.
Velcro, now. It's Velcro, right? I know where it was designed, how it was designed and everything. You know, the guy who invented that.
Yeah.
Off even little balls sticking on your socks when you're walking out in a park and stuff like that. And it kept sticking, and he looked at the hooks and things. Velcro X-ray can most definitely pass through Velcro.
You think so, do you? Yeah.
I would hazard a guess.
So you're saying it's false? You're saying it's false that they can pass through it then?
Hang on, you're confusing me now. It...
He said, is it true or false? He said, well, he said X-rays can't pass through it, so you're saying it's... And he said, is it true or false?
Through. That's false. That's a false statement.
It can pass through, it so can. That's a false statement.
X-ray can. Yeah. X-ray can.
So what we're going to do is we're going to say our goodbyes, and then we're going to go over to Dan from Plan to find out whether it's true or false.
No, everyone's on the Google now, aren't they?
Yeah,
no, they're already Google. They don't want to sound like a dunce.
They don't want to put the dunce hat on and go and sit in the corner, do they?
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely.
So don't forget, if you want your five songs played on the Cab Chat radio show on Mixcloud, send them in. We might put a form on the website so you can submit your five songs.
Yes.
Just creating even more work for myself.
And
but
if you've got a sad story.
Yeah, we want your sad stories. Whether they're made up or true, we don't care.
We want to put an our tune to it.
We want to put our tunes to it, but they will only be available on the Mixcloud version of the show.
Come on, let's have a
so
laugh.
So we want your sad stories. Or you know, a bit like the old Simon Bates, 11 o'clock in the morning, sad stories.
We did a few, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Just before we go over to Dan from Plan, we'll add one in so you know exactly what we mean. Then we go to Dan from Plan and then the end of the show. But we're going to say our goodbyes now. But don't forget, send in your sad stories, whether they're true or false, and we'll make a our tune up for it.
Absolutely.
But you've got to have a little bit of a backstory to it, and then we'll make the our tune up for it, you know.
I'd love if this kicks off, I can see it being so fun because I love an our tune.
I remember when I was working on the building site when I was a kid in the summer holidays, and all the builders used to rush into the tea hut just to listen to our tune.
Absolutely,
that's when they used to have their breakfast at that time, so they could listen to our tune.
The other
their
thing,
tea break.
The other thing, other than Claire Rayner, right? On Claire Rayner, Marge Poops, anything like that. Where they'd go, someone had the phone in years ago, the woman sniffling on the phone. Come on, dear, talk about it. Come on, dear. Yeah. And she'd go, oh, what is it? Well, I don't know, we'll talk about it. Yeah, okay, what is it? Come on, dear, you're amongst friends. My husband, he keeps leaving his socks on the side, and I know it's nothing, and blah, blah. Pull yourself, dear, you're okay. You know what you got to do, dear? Stop it. Leave him. Take the kids, leave him. Right, I'm thinking, hang on, he's only left his socks on the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, leave him.
Leave him, dear.
Yeah, leave him.
Lovey, did you? Phone me when you've done it. Get the cases. Get them out.
Quick, before he comes home, quick. Yeah. Get him out of the house, yes. I suggest you get out of the house.
He's only left his socks. Yeah. We've all done it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, but hey, it gets worse, dear.
He's not thrown his crusty pants and they're stuck to the wall or anything, is he?
Mate. Pants. I'd love to have a pair. I'd love to. When I was a kid, I would love to have had a pair.
Yeah. So we want your sad stories to make an hour tune to.
Yes.
We want your five songs to play in the show. And we also want your funny cab-related stories as well.
Because without you, there ain't a show.
Without you, there ain't a show.
No. Them.
Oh,
them,
right. Them. Oh, without them. No, yeah, no, hold them.
Because, hey, listen.
We've only got one.
I know, but let's have a laugh. Come on.
Let's have a bit of a laugh. Let's bring a bit of laughter and cheer into this...
Back into the world. Well, it's just a start.
You never know. Our tune might take off again and we might become famous for it. Cab Chat with our tune.
No, but listen, we just need to pick ourselves up from where we've been.
Yeah.
and let's get amongst it. Do you know what I mean?
And I got a message from Chris Wheeler the other week. And I'll tell you what, we'll play it out next week. We'll play it out next week because he just sent a personal message, and I'm gonna put it because he commented on us doing the to what he sent in, and when we did it, it was Mac's suggestion.
Sorry,
that we put our
tune
behind it.
Sorry,
and we were both in tears here listening to it with our tune behind it.
It's
and that's the sort of thing we want to do. We would just want to make you all laugh, really.
Absolutely.
and let's have a bit of fun. And this is the whole idea of this show, is to a bit of entertainment, a bit of light entertainment.
Yeah, we don't take ourselves seriously.
No.
You know, and my thing is, you know, people, we do get haters and people say, oh, this crap, Stevie. You get up here.
Yeah, and you do it.
And sit in front of the mic.
And do it.
For an hour or 2 hours, over 200, coming up to 250 shows.
Yep.
See how long you can do it.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick holes in what you do.
Yeah.
My name's not Ben Horton. Good night.
Yep, over to Dan for whether that was true or false, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely, looking
forward
to it.
And don't forget, soon we'll be doing the 250th show. We're going to have to do something special for that, I think.
Special needs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely special needs,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're entitled to a grant.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a grant going. You should be able to get something.
Yeah, carer's allowance, I think it's called.
Absolutely. On that note, I bid you all a farewell. Please keep safe and keep sane. And I'm looking forward to next time.
And be lucky out there and earn loads. See you soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Mac. It's Dan again, the plan. Or recap, Dan, however you want to refer to me as. So before I left you last time, I gave you my fact or fiction, which was X-rays cannot pass through Velcro. So is that fact or is it fiction? Did anyone get it right? Did anyone Google it? Hope you didn't. It is, in fact, a lie. It's not real. X-rays can pass through Velcro. Hope you got that right. I'll try and think of a better one for next time. But keep safe, everyone. Speak soon. And please remember, if you've got any questions, doesn't have to be insurance related, but predicaments, questions, anything you've got, and you want me or someone from the Cab Chat team to have a go at it, message the show, tweet the show, tweet me, tweet Plan, email, WhatsApp. I think you can get in touch with the show in multiple ways. So get in touch and speak to you all soon. Thanks a lot. Cheers, guys.